How I Take Profits: Why Doesn't Anyone Take Money Out? By Claire Christensen. When I first dipped my toe into the vast ocean of trading, I was struck by an odd practice among investors. They were constantly feeding the market with fresh funds, yet seldom did they seem to ever withdraw their profits. It was as if they were tending to endless orchards without pausing to taste the fruit. This realization sparked a question in me. Wasn't the point of investing to eventually reap the rewards? With fresh eyes and a beginner's curiosity, I was brimming with questions and a keen desire to learn. I quickly noticed how everyone seemed so focused on growing their investments, yet few talked about the moment of reward, taking profits. Lanturner's suggested method of a disciplined long-term investment strategy, planting $100 weekly for 5 or more years and then reaping the same amount weekly for 10 or more, was prudent. But still, I yearned for a quicker return, a more immediate celebration of my efforts. So, I developed a strategy that wasn't just about watching numbers climb, but was also about enjoying the returns. For me, I think of my trading account as a garden where I don't just tend to the plants, but also enjoy the fruits of my labor. It was a straightforward plan, really. Invest wisely, wait patiently, and when the time is right, savor the success. I began with what at the time felt like a significant amount of money, $10,000, planted into the fertile ground of the QQQ, a fund teeming with the tech world's giants. I chose a different rhythm, unlike the steadfast buy and hold approach. Every 3 months, I would wander through my financial garden, basket in hand, ready to gather any growth that had sprung from my investment. If my garden flourished, I joyfully collected the surplus. If not, I would wait, knowing that not every season is bountiful. And here's the crucial part. I go and enjoy it. That's right. I know I break the cardinal rule of investing. I spend my profits. I splurge on something I've had my eye on. My approach isn't solely focused on accumulating wealth. It's about relishing the rewards as they come. Much like life, the true pleasure in investing lies within the journey, not just the destination. After all, we can't take it with us in the end. As time passed and my garden remained fruitful, I found myself at a crossroads. So I adapted. Instead of resetting my garden to its original size each quarter, I began to let it grow, pruning only half the profits and allowing the rest to thrive. This subtle shift meant that my garden slowly expanded, promising more abundant future harvests while still letting me savor the present bounty. As my confidence in trading grew, I began to think about diversification. Why not start with a foundation of stability but also sprinkle in the excitement of high potential? Perhaps a mix of individual opportunities, balancing steady performance with the promise of more rapid growth. I started by planting half in the QQQs and the rest in individual high-growth stocks and ETFs. Then I harvest from only the individual investments, often finding that my diversified crops bring a more plentiful yield than had I relied on the single index fund alone. For me, this journey through the markets has been about more than just accumulating wealth. It's been about finding a balance that honors both the present moment and my future aspirations. It's about recognizing that the harvest is not just an end goal, but a vital part of the growth cycle. To those pondering their next step, I say, envision your investment as a garden. Care for it, watch it grow. But most importantly, when the time is ripe, relish the harvest. For me, that timeline is quarterly, Christmas, and birthdays. If we don't take the time to enjoy the fruits of our endeavors, we must ask ourselves what purpose they truly serve. Don't be a Christmas Scrooge. Go buy something for someone you love. Try it. It feels good.
Claire Christensen is a part-time futures trader and stock investor living in Las Vegas, Nevada. She's a member of Lanturner's President's Club and a contributing writer to Pitt News Magazine.